Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Payfort has announced an installments payment service. WeChat's second no cash day reaches its climax and Facebook is taking on ad blocking. Leading Arab payment service Payfort has announced an installment service that will be available through Egypt's largest private bank, the Commercial International Bank, or CIB. The new service will allow online retailers to offer their customers the option to pay through installments in 15 banks in the region, providing flexible payment options for an estimated 350,000 CIB customers. Payfort's new service will allow customers to use a credit card to purchase items on e-commerce sites, then pay off the amount in monthly installments through a bank of their choosing. This is expected to encourage e-commerce sales in the countries affected, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. Ahmed Al-Salahi, regional manager for Payfort, said that the launch helps increase the purchasing power of CIB account holders. The second annual No Cash Day campaign by WeChat Pay came to an end this week after its seven-day run. During the promotion, any offline payment made in an eligible store with WeChat Pay entitled the user to a random prize reward of any amount up to 888 won or $133. However, those prizes have now been drawn and are currently redeemable through WeChat. The campaign has led to an increase in the number of stores using WeChat Pay, with the number of cooperating locations increasing from 80,000 shops last year to around 700,000 this year. Analysis, a Chinese research firm, has revealed that due to rival payment service Alipay also running a similar promotion, the country's mobile payment market has doubled since last year, reaching nearly 6 million won in the first quarter of 2016. Facebook has appeared to have entered a tech war with ad-blocking company Adblock Plus. The social network recently attempted to bypass ad blockers on its site using what they call ad preferences. The idea was to allow users to opt out of adverts about a certain subject, meaning the blocking software would not be necessary. However, just days after the changes were put into place, Adblock Plus developed a system that tricked Facebook into thinking the ads were normal posts. Andrew Bosworth, Facebook's advertising chief, wrote on Twitter that his team planned to address the issue. Adblock Plus, meanwhile, have said that for this round of the cat and mouse contest, looks like the mouse won. The blocking company have caused controversy in the past due to its business plan, which allows ads through if the advertiser pays a percentage of the revenue. It's been forecast that spend on mobile marketing will rise substantially over the next year. A new report by WARC and Mobile Marketing Association showed that over 90% of the marketing professionals questioned across EMEA are planning to increase annual spend on mobile. It was also found that nearly half of them expected to see a growth of 25% or more. Currently, less than 10% of the budget is spent on mobile advertising by 62% of marketers. David Tiltman, head of content at WARC, said that the findings showed that marketers are making the necessary investments to release mobile's potential. And finally, Google has partnered up with online food companies in India to make eating from local restaurants easier. It was revealed in a blog post that the search company will now enable users to have an option to book a table or place an order after they search for nearby restaurants in the area. Indian food delivery companies Zomato and Swiggy and table booking services Dineout and Bite Plus are all involved in the new feature that allows users to book tables or order food straight from Google's search results page. Google said that this was just the start of the feature, which will be available on iOS and Android, and that it would be adding more partners and evolving the look and feel of it over time. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.